Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together.
Rain, hail or shine, I'm very excited today because of this announcement. Can I have a drum roll, please? The Red Hot Summer Tour is back! In February, Berry Showground is going to be absolutely pumping with some of the most iconic Australian music artists. Have a little listen, Damo. See if you can recognise these people.
I don't know who that is.
Paul Kelly.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Paul Kelly.
Mate.
Yeah. Oh, I know him. Bernard Fanning. Missy. Mark Seymour.
Yeah, Hamilton
Collins. Somebody else.
Ian Moss.
Ian Moss.
Yeah, Troy Cassidaly and Vicar and Linda, they round out the lineup. It is going to be
such a good day. Awesome.
But I'm glad that you did know the second person, Bernard Fanning, because he actually joins us on the show right now. Bernard, good morning.
Morning, everybody.
We are so pumped to be getting back out and getting back into the festival scene. I mean, you were just at Splendor in the Grass recently. Was it so good after so many years just to have a big swirl of people dancing around collectively and just loving the vibe?
Yeah, it was actually. It was really good to see everyone enjoying themselves so much. There was a lot of chat about, you know, the circumstances of them cancelling on the Friday, but I think overall most people had a really great time. So from the people that I spoke to, there was a lot of joy out there.
Nice.
Well, there definitely looked like a lot of joy online. We saw your performance with Baker Boy at the Beach Hotel.
So cool.
And it looked awesome. Yep. How did that feel for you? Because, I mean, you played to thousands of people, thousands and thousands of people. To be back in a hotel setting like that where it's intimate probably by your standards, really, how did it feel to be on that stage?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I live in Byron, so it's kind of my local pub.
Yeah.
And I have played there before. And, you know, when things like that come together, when they come together really quickly like that and it all kind of works, there's no way to describe that feeling of how fun it is, you know, the joy of it actually all coming together and working. Because, you know, that was put together in just a few hours.
Yeah.
Which is pretty unusual. It's usually a few months it takes to put a show together, you know. It was just a great feeling. I mean, it's kind of, I guess, part of my origin story is playing in pubs anyway. That's where most people start. So it's a pretty happy place for me.
Have you ever been down to our neck of the woods? So, like, have you ever been to Berry before? Or is this going to be your first time?
I've never been to Berry. Actually, I would have been to Berry when I was a kid on the family truckster vacation, kind of driving all around Australia in the Falcon 500.
Yeah, nice. Like the Griswolds.
Yeah, totally. which would make me rusty, I guess. I don't think I've ever played a show in Berry. I really do get excited about playing in new places too.
Yeah.
Well, Bernard, we cannot wait for this tour. It's going to be massive. It'll sell out instantly. There's no doubt about that. Berry Showground just goes off. And this lineup, I mean, look, you're performing with probably a lot of friends, I would imagine. Paul Kelly, Missy Higgins, Mark Seymour.
Yeah.
What's it like when you're playing with a group of people that are your peers, but also friends? Do you come together?
It's the best way to do it, man. Like, just it makes the atmosphere of the show really, really fun backstage as well as on stage, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that rubs off on everybody when they're performing, and the audience can see it and feel it as well. That everyone's, you know, it's not a competition.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's great. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with everyone.
As are we. If you want to get their Red Hot Summer Tour in Feb, tickets go on sale this Thursday. So make sure that you get your computer ready. Grab your friends together.
Yeah.
Book an overnight stay. Make a weekend of it if you're not from Berry. And, Bernard, we cannot wait to see you in just a couple of months' time.
Thanks, guys. I'm really looking forward to coming.
Yeah, he's awesome. He is awesome. Can't wait for it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
I have got a hero, or actually heroes of the day.
Oh, Okay.
All right.
You know, this was originally my segment.
It was originally your segment, but I've hijacked it again.
This is the second time, but I'll allow it.
Because, well, the Hero of the Day segment is giving kudos to people who do amazing things.
That is true.
Whether it's finding a loophole so that, you know, you can get a car company to pay you $12 million for an STD you caught in the car, or whether it's just doing something blimmin' amazing.
Blimmin' amazing.
Okay, so this is for a couple that were just minding their own business at Stockland Shell Harbour yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Okay, they're just cruising along.
Yeah.
I pulled up in the car with Lulu and baby Henry, and we were just going to do a little bit of shopping.
Yep.
And it was about 9:30 in the morning. So we pulled up at the front of Stockland Shell Harbour where the traffic lights are. There's 15-minute parking, so I'm like, awesome, swan on in there, let's go. And we got out of the car, and Lulu got out first, and then I was just helping her pull up her pants. And she wears these nappy pants to bed, just as a little precautionary measure.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you still got the nappy pants on? Oh, we'll go to the bathroom or we'll take them off. I'll just get baby Henry. So I turned around and getting the sleeping baby out of the car. And then next minute I turned back and Lulu has pulled down her pants. At the middle of the intersection, all the cars going past.
Ah, Lulu.
Tights around the ankles, trying to get these pant things off. And I'm like, no, no, not here, not here. And then I've got this sleeping baby in my hands, almost dropped baby Henry, trying to pull up her pants at the same time because it's a full moon in the middle of the city of Shell Harbour.
No, I get it.
At 9 a.m.
it.
On a Sunday morning.
Wow.
And this couple that happened to be walking by, they're like, hey, do you need a hand? Do you need a hand? I'm like, oh, please. So I passed the baby to the lady, and then the guy had taking his jacket off, and he's like, he's putting to holding it up so that screening Lulu, and so I got to help her. And I just want to say to that couple, you're my heroes of the day. You certainly saved the day for me.
Oh, they are legends. See, that is just beautiful. We've got to celebrate people.
That's right. I'll never know your name. I'll never be able to thank you in person. But I can do it on the radio.
That came into your life just like that, like, and that, just like that, vanished without
right.
a trace.
See, not all heroes wear capes.
Did you think when you saw Lulu doing that, you know, strip it off, did you go, that's my daughter?
Well, she learned it from somewhere, didn't she?
That's right, she did.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Over the weekend, I was in Victoria. Yeah. I had two shows, Wangaratta and Kyneton.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, they are the heart of Victoria. That's where all
the big gags go.
That is where the action is at. All right, I'm telling you. All joking aside, great shows.
Yeah.
But on the way, myself and Darren and I are doing the show. Darren Coggan and I are doing the shows together. We decided to listen to an audiobook, all right?
Uh-huh. I love a good audiobook.
Yeah, rock and roll. It was the audiobook of David Grohl, the singer, drummer extraordinaire from Foo Fighters and guitarist and ex-Nirvana man. You know it, this guy.
Was it like an autobiography or something?
It's an autobiography. Oh. It's called The Storyteller. It's an absolutely brilliant book. I have the book, but we thought, let's listen to the audiobook because he actually reads it.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to see right now if I can find it on BorrowBox. Keep going, as you were, Damien.
His story is awesome. As we're driving along the road, myself and Darren Coggan, we're listening to this guy, and he's telling stories about, the crazy things that they do on stage. They're wild, and there's all sorts of people throwing their bodies around in the crowd, and then he tells a story about how he breaks his leg and on stage in Finland in front of 50,000 players, punters, and then he plays on, he carries on
with a broken leg,
what a doctor holds, like rock and roll.
Mate, rock and roll. Did he talk much about Nirvana? Because obviously he was part of Nirvana. Before.
I haven't got that far into it.
All right, okay.
I haven't got that far into it. It's still early days.
You're at the broken leg phase of life.
Well, I'm at the broken leg. I'm also at the rider stage. He talks about the rider that him and his band have.
And like the rider, like that you get backstage and you say, hey, I want some CC and dryers and
all that sort of stuff. And his rider, they have everything. They have all sorts of things on the rider, including, he says, before every show, he has 3 beers, 3 Advils. And
in case he breaks another leg.
In case he breaks a leg, just to combat the pain.
Yeah.
But he will also have shots of whiskey. It's called Royal Gold, which I don't even know what that whiskey is.
Heard of it.
Anyway, myself and Darren are listening to this, and we're like, whoa, This is awesome. All right, when we get to Kyneton, we are going to rock out tonight. Okay?
We had 3 beers, 3 Advil, and 3 shots of whiskey.
We were pumped. We felt like, you know when you hear someone else's story and you feel like you're a rocker?
Yeah, yeah.
You feel your hair grows in your own mind.
Yeah.
You become a rocker. Yeah. We got there and we're like, oh, this is it. Tonight we're going on. We're going to be drunk on stage.
Yeah.
We're going to really push out the boat. We got there and the staff turned around and says, we have your rider, it's in the fridge, and we opened up the fridge and there was 12 bottles of water and a couple of bottles of orange juice
and some cut sandwiches
and 2 bananas
and some tea.
We're like,
some tea bags,
rock and roll.
And you were like, okay, sweet, do I have time for a nun and that before the gig?
Thankfully I did.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade and Damien's Facebook Marketplace.
The prize is right.
I like this game. Okay, I like this game because for me personally, it gives me a chance to redeem myself. I lose every single time. Every single
but
time.
But every day's a new day. And every day you could win.
Some would say it's a simple game. I mean, you have a couple of items that you found on Facebook Marketplace, and then we have to guess the price. Get as close as possible to the price. But I never seem to get close, Jed.
No, well, you don't know. So we're playing for a couple of listeners this morning.
Yeah.
Sue and Scotty.
Yeah, so, Damo, you're playing for Scott in Russellville.
Poor Scott.
Yeah.
Poor Scott. Scott, I'm sorry, Scott. You may as well hang up now.
And I'll play for Sue in
You
Warrawong.
Are playing for
All
Sue
right,
in Warrawong. And we do have
this.
A prize. We'll talk about that later, though. But let's get into the items here. Now, I've dug through and I've found you some interesting stuff. Well, Father's Day is just around the corner. Yeah. And a lot of dads will be getting a carton of beer. What about this one? It is Bruce at Rilla's put this one up online on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, yeah. What's Bruce got?
He's got a carton of Duff beer, but there is a catch to this one. Oh. It's an empty carton. Just the carton. That's all.
So wait, he drank some Duff beer and then he is now selling the box that the beer came in.
Once upon a time, I believe in South Australia, they released
as a
Duff
limited
beer,
edition,
the
is it?
The Simpsons thing, yeah.
Okay, I think the Duff beer is still around.
Yeah.
All right, Bruce.
It's an empty box.
Bruce is selling a cardboard box.
Bruce, this is up there with last week somebody selling passion fruit.
frozen passion fruit.
Okay, it's in that same category. I'm sorry, I wouldn't pay more than $5 for a box.
$5?
And that's only purely because I want to use the box.
Yeah, that's right, to store something in.
To store something.
Well, I think Bruce, he thinks this is way more valuable than it really is.
He does, doesn't he?
So Bruce has probably got, I reckon, $10.
Oh, you know what? He thinks it's way more valuable.
Oh, what?
$1,000.
You have got to be
kidding. Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Bruce, I think, may have drunk that carton of beer before he posted that onto Facebook Market. $1,000.
$1,000.
No one likes The Simpsons that much.
Tell him he's dreaming.
Hey, Jill in Figtree. Well, Jill's family, they like a drink, right?
Yeah.
and they've collected all of their empty spirit bottles, 400 empty spirit bottles. 400.
Why do people keep selling empty alcoholic reciprocals? And they're more valuable with the alcohol in them.
There's nothing special about these bottles either. They're just Jack Daniel's bottles, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't even return and earn with those ones. So it's not like
already.
You
get, no. All right, so 400 empty bottles. What do you think?
Come on.
400 empty alcohol bottles.
Yeah, that's it, spirit bottles.
Just
Bring the ute down. You can take them all away.
I reckon she's dreaming to even sell them, but I'm going to say $50. And that's being generous. I just thought it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Especially after old Duff Man wanted to sell his empty carton for $1,000.
Well, based on Duff Man, I'm going to go higher because of exactly that. But even though you shouldn't be selling this sort of stuff, I'm going to say $80.
Damien, you're halfway there. $150 for those 400 bottles. I don't know what people are going to do with them.
Best of luck.
Mad,
isn't it?
Okay, if you sell it, good snaps for you. Right, okay, third one.
Wait. Let's just confirm now. That's one each.
That's
so
one each.
Yep.
Sue from Warrawong and Scott from Rosevale.
This is the decider. Go, hit us.
There you go. All right. So so Kiss, they did their final two concerts in Sydney at the weekend. Massive band. We all know them. Mm. Paul in Wollongong has a Kiss guitar signed by all four of the original members.
Okay.
the original members.
What do you think,
we're talking, you know, Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley,
it's worth a lot. Yeah. It's probably a crappy guitar, but it doesn't matter. I'd say this could be right up to the 10 grandy mark, I reckon.
Oh, wow. See, I wasn't going to be that generous. Mm-hmm. I was going to say 5 grand. I was actually going to say 3 grand, but I'll go with 5.
Jade, this one's straight to the pool room at $18,000.
What the heck?
It is signed by all four of them.
They put their names on everything. Don't they have, like, nail polish and condoms and, like, everything? But the good news is, Damien, you have finally won Facebook Marketplace. Yay! And Scotty from Russellvale has won a Black Swan hair care pack.
Look, the wife will love it, Scott.
The wife will love it, especially if you've got kids, because apparently it's screen-free brushing. I need to get some of these hair brushes.
There you go, Scott.
Detangles the whole bit. All right, we'll do Facebook Marketplace again sometime, I'm sure.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Oh.
Guess what's back, baby?
What's back?
The Red Hot Summer Tour! Woo-hoo! Coming back in 2023 with an iconic all-Australian lineup. Damien, I'm going to put you to the test here.
Okay.
I'm going to see if you can recognise who the musos are.
All okay, right,
hit the montage.
No.
Paul Kelly?
Oh, Paul Kelly. Oh, wow. Bernard. Missy Higgins. Doesn't that hit so close to home? Mark Seymour.
That's right.
Emos.
Along with Troy Casadaly and Vicar and Linda, it is a massive lineup.
They're all playing.
They are all playing Red Hot Summer Tour. Get this in your diaries. 11th of Feb, Berry Showground. Be there or be square. And somebody who's definitely going to be there is the man who joins us on the phone right now. Good morning.
Well,
Mark,
we have just announced the exciting news. The Red Hot Summer Tour returns in 2023, Berry Showground, with an iconic all-Australian lineup. We're talking Paul Kelly, Bernard Fanning, Missy Higgins, Vicar and Linda, Ian Moss, Troy Casadaly, and the man who joins us right now, Mark Seymour of Hunters and Collectors Ilk. Good morning.
G'day, how you going?
I'm actually pretty excited, Mark, because we're going to get Mark in Hunters and Collectors form in October, and then we'll get you again in Feb when you come back to Berry.
That's correct. I'm very fortunate. It doesn't often happen.
Well, when you come back the second time, you'll be solo.
Well, I have to make a slight correction. The billing says it's Mark Seymour, but I'm actually playing with a band called The Undertow, who I've been working with for many years now, and I've made the last three albums with them. We'll be doing a smattering of Hunter's songs, plus of many songs from my last album, so that's what the deal is.
Mark, we're playing a game called the Red Hot Recall, and I was just wondering, would you be willing to play right now?
Red Hot Recall?
Yep. How about this one? In 2008, at the Byron Bay Writers Festival, yourself and myself, we were both on stage together, and you...
Oh, my God.
You asked me to sing a song on the spot and caught me by surprise. Do you recall what that song was?
It wasn't Parting Glass.
It wasn't The Parting Glass, although that would have been a good one. Yeah, you get a tick for that.
The song? What was the song?
It was called Universal Soldier.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Yes, Universal.
I remember.
The Universal Soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from...
I remember at the time, I've always been such an admirer of yours, and you're standing next to me there, and you call out that song, and I was like... I'm not an admirer of his anymore because I can't remember the words of this song.
Oh, my God. That's great. I'm so glad that happened. You know, that's a great song. Universal Soldier is such a good song.
Maybe you should get Damien up on the stage and you can sing that
song. I'm available. But
now, you said it.
Yeah, see, you know. That's right. He's put you on the spot on radio going, yeah, remember that time?
Oh, that's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
I
think we should workshop this, Mark. We've got quite a few months and quite a few opportunities. We could do it in October or February. I mean,
Whichever you want.
No excuses now.
That's right.
Well, look, man, we are itching to see you perform in both of your shows, and remember, we're here as well, so Universal Soldier, it's always available if you want.
We can throw Damien up on stage and I'll film it all, and I'm usually the refreshments lady, so let me know what you want in your rider.
You come out with a little plate of oranges.
That's right. Come on, this is not under sixes soccer.
How are you going, Damien? You're holding up?
I'll be sweating buckets there trying to remember the words.
That's right. Oh, Mark, okay. Thanks so much for the chat, mate.
Thanks, Damien. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye. Bye.
Where's thanks, Jay? That's I feel like
he just said thanks.
Oh no, was I not in the interview as well? No, you're right, Mark. No, you're right. Can't wait. To...
Thanks, Damien. So long, Jay.
He didn't
sucker.
Do any of the effort. He didn't put together that montage, Mark. No. Oh well, you know, if you do want to see Mark Seymour and everyone else, Red Hot Summer Tour coming back February 11, Bury Showground. Tickets go on sale this Thursday at 9 a.m. via Ticketmaster.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.